Let's catch up with a guy whose team, they lost for a third time this year to Penn State. But outside of that, they were awesome in Big Ten play. And there's the possibility of facing off with Gonzaga team. We talked to Mark Few last week, and he's like, man, the job Chris Holtman did, because they Gonzaga beat the pants off him earlier this year in Portland, and that was before kind of the turnaround. Chris Holtman's the first-year head coach at Ohio State. Of course, he was Butler's head coach last couple of years. He joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, Doug. Great to be with you, man. I hear you. Go ahead.
John Calipari's complaining about his 5 seed. Would you like to complain about your 5 seed?
No, I'm not going to complain about anything. We're in this thing, and no one would have thought we'd be in it at the beginning of the year. What you were saying, I completely agree with. I mean, you can tell, obviously, you've watched and been a part of this team for a while. I think a lot of it is matchups. It's really hard to get into this thing. Less than 20% or just over 20% of teams get in it. There's less than 11% of at-large berths of all Division I teams. So, you know, we're glad to be in it. It's hard. It's hard to advance. We'll need to play well on Thursday.
Let me ask you, as a guy who's coached at a lower level, coached at Gardner Webb, obviously, I'm torn on this, right? The tournament, part of the feel-good feelings of the tournament is the David taking down the Goliath. Now, that actually hasn't gone away as much as people like me would let you think, because Butler's no longer in the horizon. It's still Butler. They're just not in the Horizon League anymore. It's still Wichita State. They're just no longer in the Valley. It's still Creighton. They're just no longer in the Valley, right? These former Xavier's not an A-10 school. They're now a Big East champion. So what used to be the mid-major and the team that you didn't pay attention to much, now you know because they're in the bigger conference. But what's your thoughts on the Middle Tennessees of the world or even of Vermont getting left out as opposed to teams that finish below 500 in the major conferences?
You know, obviously speaking as a coach that's in a major conference, I understand what I think most coaches would say, hey, is the grind can be different when you're in a power league and you're going against those teams night after night after night. Having said that, Doug, I played Middle Tennessee. We played Middle Tennessee last year in the tournament after they beat Minnesota. And we were fortunate enough to beat them while I was at Butler to get to the Sweet 16. But they were as good as a lot of teams, honestly, in the Big East. They really were. Now, what their record would have been going through the grind of the Big East, I don't know, but I just know that was a high-level team that was as good as a lot of teams in our league, and certainly teams that had went to the tournament. You know, I played Vermont a couple years earlier. We scheduled them, which was probably a mistake, while I was at Butler, and I think they are really good, Middle Tennessee may be maybe a little bit ahead of them, but I thought Vermont was really good, exceptionally well coached.
Yep. I saw that game. Getting ready for your game last year, I watched that game, and that was kind of one of my takeaways. Like, wow, they're pretty good. They're better than I thought. All right, well, let's talk about your team. This is a different experience. Obviously, this is your first year at Ohio State, but not your first NCAA tournament. But you lose early in the Big Ten tournament, and then unlike any year at Butler, you weren't in the Horizon ever at Butler. So you're done for the last week and a half with no games.
Yeah.
How'd you approach it?
Well, you know, the other unique thing, Doug, was we played Indiana on a Friday night before the Big Ten. You know, the Big Ten still had Saturday and Sunday games. So we finished the Big Ten regular season a little bit earlier. So, you know, we were looking at potentially two games in 20. It's going to be two games in 20 days, basically, is what it's going to be. And, you know, I think as a coach, you're trying to battle rest versus rust. I thought we were a little bit tired at the end of the year. We've ridden a couple guys, Kata Bates-Diop and Jayshon Tate, quite a bit. And I thought they were a little fatigued. I think we had a freshman hit the wall a little bit too. So we're trying to figure that out. What we did last week is, you know, we tried to get off campus. We went and scrimmaged at a Division III, inter-squad scrimmage at a Division III place just to kind of get a different scenery. We kind of caravaned there in coaches' vehicles and 45-minute drive, and then had dinner afterwards. We changed up our practice times. Went in the morning one day. So, you know, we did try to mix it up a little bit, but the main thing is you're trying to battle that whole rest versus rust, and hopefully we've prepared them well for Thursday.
You're going to take on South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits. They're led by a kid named Mike Dom, the Dominator, who when he walks in the gym, he looks like a guy who you'd think would stand underneath the basket and just put his hand up. Problem is he can also shoot it from 23 feet. I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous talent. You guys found out, just like everybody else, at 6 o'clock last night. How many South Dakota State games have you watched?
I think I watched 4 this morning and 2 last night. He's really good, Doug. I mean, I had heard a little bit about them just because you heard, hey, there's an NBA player on their roster. So you watch them a little bit throughout the year. But then when you really dig into their team, you realize, like, he's exceptional. He's a pro. There's no question about it. But their team is really good. They have a lot of weapons. They're top 50 in the country in offensive efficiency. They're number 1 in the country in turnover percentage. They don't beat themselves. They can shoot it at multiple positions. Their guards are athletic. You know, they've beaten power conference teams. I think when you have an 8-point lead at halftime against Wichita State, you're pretty talented. And got a lot of respect for them. We're going to have to play really well. And, you know, it's kind of what you expect when you're playing in those 4, 5, 6 and beyond games.
Does the 12-5 help you get your team's attention? Because having been in those locker rooms as a player, I know that every team you play, the coach comes in and is like, hey, these guys can smash you. These guys are really good. Then you throw on the tape and it's like South Dakota State. There's no names in the back of the jersey. It's hard when you're at Ohio State, no matter how bad they were last year, for kids to realize South Dakota State's really good, can beat you, been in the NCAA tournament. What was their response to the matchup?
Well, the unique thing is, Doug, I think they have great respect for them. They've also seen a lot of people, and we get it, a lot of people picking them to win the game. I think, you know, they've heard it and seen it, and that's normal. I think that's a popular 12-5 or a popular pick, and they're really good. South Dakota State's really good. But, you know, the unique thing is they've been to the tournament more than we have the last few years. You know, we have 3 returning guys that have played in an NCAA tournament game. They have, I think they've been there the last 2 years or 3 out of the last 4 maybe. So I do think having a little bit of an older group that not much was expected of, I think they understand, listen, we can go home really early if we don't play well. Our attention to detail is going to have to be on point. If not, it'll be a short stay in Boise.
Yeah, yeah. What about the matchup itself in terms of style-wise? Of course, Beta Cates Diop is more your 4-man that can stretch you. Do you match up with having their 5-man out on the basketball floor?
We'll have to look at a couple different matchups, both for him. They do a lot of they spread you out as you'd expect. Their guards can attack the paint, but they have a terrific freshman guard. I don't know if you've seen him or not, Doug, but he's really good. And I think he's a bona fide high major guard. And they've just got a lot of really good players. So they'll try to spread us out. I think our ability to kind of communicate and match up and no personnel and get them out of they're a rhythm team, and they're great when they get in a rhythm. They also play at a pretty good pace. I think their tempo was number 1 in their league. They play at an exceptional pace, and hopefully we're going to be able to make some shots and then go to our big guys inside as well.
No, it should be. Jenkins is the kid's name, right? He's a Washington kid who's the freshman. I think he's their second leading scorer. You've never lost a first-round game. I'm not trying to jinx you. You've never lost a first-round game. Are you superstitious? Do you have things that I always do this, and that's why we never lose?
You know, no. Losing in the conference tournament, that probably helps. I don't know if it gave us a few more days to prepare, but we'll go through it. It certainly got our guys' attention, too, when we were at Butler. The one thing that I think, you know, that I appreciated when I was at Butler is that our guys – always had great appreciation for whoever we were playing, and an understanding of what, you know, has to take place possession by possession in this thing to advance. And, you know, it's unique, like I said, because we haven't been through that experience together as a group here. So I'm anxious to see what our guys' response is in the moment on Thursday.
Last thing about the league. A lot of people are on Michigan because, well, John Beilein's team has really turned around defensively. They were super impressive winning the Big Ten. There's a substantial group of people that are picking Michigan State to win the national championship. Then there's Purdue, who they're a really hard team to cover because they shoot it so well, and they have that behemoth inside in Isaac Haas. If you were a betting man and you can't pick your own team, which Big Ten team would you most expect to be in the Final Four?
I think Michigan's playing the best right now, and I thought going into the Big Ten tournament, Doug, I actually said on the bus, I think headed over there or headed into New York City, that I thought Michigan could be a Final Four team after just playing them late in the season and then watching them, and then it didn't surprise me at all them winning the tournament. But as you mentioned earlier, I think I heard you say this, it's true. Like, you can be a hot team, and you can get dropped early in this thing. So that doesn't guarantee that they're going to be there. But I think they're playing as well as anybody. I do think that Michigan State's the most complete team, and I think Purdue has a great chance to advance deep as well. It's going to depend on matchups, I think, to some degree, maybe more so in a Purdue game than anything. But I think all three of those teams have a great chance to advance deep. I really do.
It's going to be fascinating to see if they play your old team in Butler in the second round. By the way, couple things, okay? You're now the coach at Ohio State. One, you're not supposed to give compliments, and two, you're supposed to call them the team from the north. See that team up north.
Okay? Right.
I don't want to get you in trouble. Like, everybody loves you there. Great season. Yeah. I don't want them to go like, Holtman, get on in here, right?
No,
what are you doing?
Listen. Urban has given me pointers on that, but multiple times. So you're right. I got to stay on point with all that.
I know, but it's really hard to not respect what Beilein does up there. You know, when guys do it and do it the right way, and the team gets better, it's hard. It's hard not to tip your cap. Hey, best of luck. Hopefully, you take down the Jackrabbits, and we'll talk to you as you move on in the tournament.
Thanks, man. Great seeing you in New York City.
Same. That's Chris Holtman, the head coach of the Ohio State University. Might get a shot at Gonzaga again, but they got to take down the Jackrabbits.